And we were just talking about, I was talking about the Chevra about their beautiful Purim. So one thing that we might not have spent as much time doing last week, and that is preparing for Shabbos. So this piece, in this week's parasha, we have Shabbos Kodesh, and the Nesiv HaShalom speaks about that parasha of Shabbos Kodesh. And if you take a look at the Psukim, in the beginning of this week's parasha, the Psukim are introducing Shabbos, have some very, very famous Psukim. Let's read those Psukim before we read the Nesiv HaShalom inside. So we have in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Yud Gimel. Va'ato daber al b'nei Yisrael leimar, aches shapsoi say teshmoiru, ki oisi b'ni v'neichan l'dor sechan l'das ki ani Hashem mekadesh lem. So the ach, of course, Chazal Rashi says, the ach is really strange. However, the Shabbos you shall keep. So what's the however? The however is preceded by the Mishkan. So the Mishkan, you do avoda throughout the week. I might have had a havamina that Melechas Mishkan would be docha Shabbos. Kamash Malan, that it's not. Ushmartem, the pasuk continues, Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hi lachem. You shall keep Shabbos because it's kodesh. Mechala mosimas ki kol oisav ha-melechav nichsa nevashi mekerev ha-ma. Sheishes yomim yosam lechav yom ha-shvi Shabbos, Shabbosam kodesh lashem kol oisav melechav b'yom ha-shabbos mosimas. V'shamu v'nei yisoles ha-shabbos, which is very, very repetitious. The psukim are quite repetitious. So what the Rebbe is going to deal with is, I understand the location of mitzvah Shabbos, that's because we've had the Mishkan and we need to qualify. But there's a lot of extra words over here. So the Rebbe darshins beautifully. He says as follows. Tzarech biur, the bottom of Reish Mem Beis. Tzarech biur omroi es shabsosai loshen rabin. Why does it say shabsosai beloshen rabin? Again, the Pasuk said, Ach es Shabbos Sai Tishmeru. It should say Ach es Shabbos Tishmeru. Why does it say Shabbos Sai? That's question number one. Why Belashon Rabin? Kein Tzarech Biur Lama Nemru V'Shamru V'Nei Yisrael Shabbos. Why does the pasuk emphasize V'Nei Yisrael Es Shabbos? V'Ilu B'Pasuk Shel Ach es Shabbos Sai Tishmeru Loksiv V'Nei Yisrael. And also the first pasuk Ach es Shabbos Sai Tishmeru makes no mention of V'Nei Yisrael. So why is it that we say V'Shamru V'Nei Yisrael? Of course, it's very nice for those who have the custom to say V'Shamru V'nei Yisrael before Shemona Esrei. That works out very nicely because it's all of Klal Yisrael saying together before Shemona Esrei. But in the Psukim, why is it that the first time around don't you have V'nei Yisrael? V'chein mashal ha'longsi V'Shamru V'nei Yisrael es haShabbos la'asoy es haShabbos. When it comes to V'Shamru, there it says to make the Shabbos. Why over here doesn't it say la'asos? V'yesh levar dezos de'es shepsosek deshmayru rumos al beis b'china sheyesh b'shabbos. The Rebbe answers that shepsosek deshmayru is a reference to two different b'chinas of Shabbos. Svei dinim. There are two conceptual ideas. Chassidus uses a lot of lamdus as well. It's just lamdus and machshava. Right? That's what the Rebbe is going to do. He's going to say that there are two different types of Shabbos. And those two bechinas of Shabbos are going to latch to different things. Bechina Aleph, ki oisi beinu veinechem, vodas ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem. When we say that's an oath beinu veinechem, that we should know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mikadesh us, the opening pasuk, shinyan and Shabbos shkula kodesh kadoshim bis aruta dila eila hamira b'mochalibo veivarav shel Yehudi. There it comes from ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem. It's a Isairus di'ilah. The Isairus comes from above. This is how the Shem Mishmuel writes the difference between the bracha Baruch Atom Mekadesh HaShabbos versus the bracha Baruch Atom Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. So Shem Mishmuel is Masbir that when it comes to Kedushas Yom Tov, Kedushas Yom Tov is dependent on Klal Yisrael, and therefore it says Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. And therefore, it's what he calls his Isairus Ditata. Yom Tov is Isairus Ditata. In contrast to Shabbos, Shabbos is not dependent at all whether Klal Yisrael keeps it. The Mashmos of the Rambam is that Kedushas Yom Tov is entirely dependent on Klal Yisrael keeping Yom Tov. The Rambam asks, when it comes to Beis Din being Mekadesh L'Chodesh, so you need to have Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So how do you have Kedushas Yom Tov if we don't have Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael to be able to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh? So Rambam says, he basically says, you'll think that I'm crazy writing this in the 13th century, but I'm going to tell you that Kedushas Yom Tov is dependent on Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And as long as there are Jews in Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be Kedushas Yom Tov. And the Rambam basically says, a haftacha, that there will always be Jews keeping Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, because the Kedusha in Chutz La'aretz is entirely dependent on the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. I always say this is the most Sioni Rambam that exists. The Rambam says that all of Kedushas HaChag is entirely dependent on Jews in Eretz Yisrael keeping Yom Tov. There would be no Yom Tov in America, according to the Rambam, if the Jews wouldn't be keeping Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. He says, and the way of Soloveitchik was Masbir, is that the Smuchim take the place. Smuchim represent Klal Yisrael. Lahavdil Alf Alfei Avdolos, the Dayonim are like the Senate and the Congress. Lahavdil Alf Alfei Avdolos. They represent the will of the people. Each state sends two senators. They represent the Ratzon of their state. So, Lahavdil, the same applies in regards to the Dayanim. The Dayanim are representative of all of Klal Yisrael. But if Chas v'Chalila, we don't have the Dayanim, and this Chas v'Chalila has been that way the last 2,000 years, we don't have Smuchim, so then it falls back to Klal Yisrael itself. So it's Hanhogas Am Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, that's Koveya, Kedusha Sachag. Azoy state in Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Dach Tzichmir, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Kuf Pei Gimel. That's what the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Sasei over there. So what do we see? We see that Kedushas Yom Tov is dependent on Klal Yisrael, on the Kaddish Yisrael V'Hazman. But when it comes to Kedusha Shabbos doesn't work that way at all. Kedusha Shabbos is Me'oz Ve'Oilam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, put into the world, was Kedusha Shabbos. That's his Eres Dilah. So the Rebbe starts out that is the first pasuk. Nachamal, the first pasuk that says, Achashab Soisai Tishmar ki oisi benyu veinechem l'dor eseichem l'das ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem. Ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the Kedusha Shabbos. Kimaima maran baal yisoida avoida shemidas das inyona mizug moach v'lev. Das is the balance between the two powers of the mind and the heart of a man. So that is, when it comes to das is that balance. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him this extra, gives us as a gift, part of what we would call the Neshama Yisera probably, on Shabbos Kodesh, to be able to have a Moach Acher. So that is what Shabbos B'Toiras Hisar is the Ilah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a separate gift. In other occasions, we spoke about that really Simcha Shabbos is not a chiyuv of halacha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in contrast to Yom Tov, because Yom Tov we create, so therefore you have a chiyuv of Simcha. You have to create the Simcha Yom Tov. But Simcha Shabbos already exists, Yismichu v'malchuscha, but that Simcha, we don't have a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv of Simcha on Shabbos. The chiyuv covered of Noneg, that we create on Shabbos Kodesh. Oh, this so far works beautifully with the Shem Yishmuel, as I quoted earlier. Now, the Rebbe introduces, he says, but he thinks Shabbos also has a Bechina of Isaris de Tato as well. We just got through being Masber, the Isaris de La, all of those gifts, and he claims that there's Tzvei Dinim in Shabbos, there's also Isaris de Tato as well. So then we have the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk says, Ushmartim es Shabbos, you have a Chiv to keep the Shabbos. So there's now a chiyuv that's no longer mechuvan to the mayach and the lev. That's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of chachma, bina, and das, v'chule, as he was masbir before. Then there's the chiyuv of the evarim. We have to raise up our evarim to be consistent to what the mayach and the lev chadosh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Ze koy al b'chinas Shabbos ha-sheyeches ha-evarim, shegam kol evarim yizkat shu b'kedusha she-shabbos. And that's what it means that there's a chiyuv misa. Al derech the isav esvar makdashim lechalal moisi mas who misha oisa chalal b'shabbos. If someone allows Shabbos not to enter into his avarim, so then he's making a chalal on his guf. But he also needs the Evarim to be Mekudesh B'Kedusha Shabbos. V'gam Evarim Shari Kedusha Shabbos. So that is, as he's about to be Masbir, that is going to be the Chiyuv of this Aris D'Tata. V'abechina Hasheni B'Shabbos Kedush, He v'shamru v'nei Yisrael. So that answers the question of why is it that it only says b'nei Yisrael by v'shamru, and it doesn't say the first time, because when it comes to the first din of this Arizdi law, that's not dependent on v'shamru. That's dependent on, that's from the moment of Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But the second din, it's not our mayach, it's not our lev. Those are all gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing that we could do, that we have control over, right? We don't have the control over our IQ. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. What do we have control over? We have control over is the Ramach Ivarim and Shesad Gidim. That is V'shamru V'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos Asa Shabbos. She b'china Yoyse Nimucha Al Pi Dargasam Shal B'nei Yisrael Fi Arkam. Based on where we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us wherever we are, as long as we want to come to Him. B'fi Arkam. It could be that we had a bad week, but Shabbos Kodesh comes, and then boom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us the way we are, as long as we're Mekadesh our Evarim and Shesagidim. Shadargas HaShabbos, He Lasois Es HaShabbos. By the way, this answers the question of if Shabbos is this Eres Dila, according to the Shem Mishmuel, so why does it say Lasos Es HaShabbos? When it comes to Yom Tov, so there you have a Lashon of Lasos. For example, when it comes to Purim, Lasos Oysam Geshmak Araya. This is deep, Rabbi Yisai. Lasos Oysam, you may Mishtev Asimcha. The Yerushalmi says, that's why we couldn't have Purim in Yerushalayim, the Yerushalmi writes. Why? Because Shabbos is already a Yom Simcha, as I state in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Megillah. Lasos Oysam. So you have to turn it into. Why? Because Purim is the ultimate Hisaris Ditata. It's not Hisaris Dilad. Ad Kedei Kach that Esther wanted a Kedushas HaPurim and they didn't give it to her. Why? Because Purim, we have to create everything. From the Mishnah comes the Simchas Yom Tov. That's the whole Knech Sham Purim. We have to hold on to a little bit of Purim. So as Lasos Oysam you may Mishnah V'Simcha. So as I state in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says that already you can't have Purim on Shabbos because Shabbos is already a Yom HaSimcha. We don't make Kedusha Shabbos. That was the Saris Dila. Purim we have to make. So therefore the Asiya of Purim, we can't do on Shabbos. That's why in Yerushalayim it wasn't Purim last week. Oh, and Kainim Advarim, now we can understand, answer the question. If it says, if Lasois means that we do it and we create the Kedusha, so what's Pshad? V'shamu v'nei Yisrael Lasois es HaShabbos. If Shabbos is this Eretz the law, like the Shem Yishmuel said, so then what does it mean that Shabbos, we make it? As you Mefurish in the Yerushalmi, we see that the word Lasois refers to his Eretz Tatata and not his Eretz the law. So the answer is no. Even if it's his Eretz the law, nevertheless, there is something that we do that's Bechinas Lasais, and that is we connect our Ramach Evarim and Shesagidim to that Hisaris De'ilah. You could call that also a form of Hisaris De'tata as well. That answers the question, because Lasais Eisim Imei Mishnah V'Simcha is Hafuch, where Shabbos is Mefurish in the Yerushalmi, that Shabbos was already, and we don't do it. So that's the pshat, back inside. Shadarga HaShabbos Yilasa Shabbos Bechinas Oilam Asiya Dargan Mucha. Sheshabbos Gam Bedarga Zu, Mirima Yehudi b'mekoyim u'mamadai, v'b'chol matzav shenimtzu b'eizem adrega shocheiz, miriba ha-shabbos oisei. K'may mir chazal, kol ha-shoymer shabbos kilchosei, afilu avad avoy dezora k'dor enosh moichlin loy. And this is the pshat in the Gemara that goes so far that whatever our averus are, if we keep Shabbos, we're nimchal. That gam b'shval ha-madrega shal oved avoy dezora k'dor enosh, and mushom shabbos kilchosei shirotza lasos, nachas ruach l'ashem yisparach, Koyach HaShabbos Matzilo. He understands that what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us from the Einish HaChamurim. Ubeiz b'chinas el mumurazas b'madich siv b'zemer ko'echsaif. And the Rebbe puts it back into ko'echsaif. Mirtz Hashem, I hope next week we'll come back to sing it again. B'siyata d'shmai. It's been a while since we've been able to do Shal Shudas, but I hope Mirtz Hashem will next week. So that what? we say in Koach Soif, HaShabbos, the last stanza, HaShabbos Noyam HaNishamos, last paragraph, HaShabbos Noyam HaNishamos, VaShvi Oinin Karuchos, VeEden HaNefashos L'Sadim BaAvasecha V'Yerasecha, Shabbos Kodesh Nafshi Chaylos Avasecha, Merumas L'Shabbos Shul Mechinas Ruchnias Shebaruchnias, BeBchinas Nafshi Chaylos Avasecha. So first you have the first din that's going to correspond to the first pasuk, and that is Achas Shabbos Say Tishmoru Ki Ani Hashem Mikadishchem. That's the higher madrega. Nafshi Chaylos Avasecha. My nefesh search for Avasecha. It's entirely dependent on Avasecha. My nefesh searches for Avasecha. V'achar kach. And what do we say afterwards? Shabbos Kodesh Nafshos Yisroel. What's that part? Shabbos Kodesh Nafshos Yisroel. B'tzelkenu Afecha Yechziun. Merubis Lu Shabbos V'chinas Hayosan Emucha. Shekano Nizkru Shum Madregas Mak Mashem Mamin. Shenafshos Yisroel B'tzelkenu Afecha Yechziun. The second part is that the Nefesh runs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his protection. Not for the Ava. Just simply the protection. The Gam B'dargan Emucha Atikun HaYechidi Avur Yehudi. And that's where the koyach of tikkun comes from, a yid on Shabbos. Rebbe Yomer called Shabbos Shabbos Sachas ki tikkun amala kasa kilu shomer Shabbos is miyum shabara kodesh baruch hu esaylam ad shichu mason. So if someone keeps one Shabbos, it's as if all the Shabboses are kept. That's what the Maimer Chazal. So Rebbe, it's a very, very hard Maimer. What does it mean? If you keep one Shabbos, it's as if all the Shabboses have been kept. So they say from the pshat is as follows: V'yesh levar rabbi or bezeh de shorish haShabbos hu lemaila min hazman v'lo shi'ay chiluk bein Shabbos achas l'Shabbos is harbe. If Shabbos is lemaila min hazman, then all we enter another domain that's called Shabbos. There's Chaf Beis Adar. There's of Tavshin Pei Aleph, which is different than Chav Beis Adar of Tavshin Pei. But when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is L'mala Me'azman. So what happens is as follows. What we tap into is the day called Shabbos, which is the exact same day of Shabbos that was from the time of Bria's Olam. It's one, it's Yom Arichta. It's Mamish one long day. Shekol haShabbos is heim be'etzem yichida achas shel kodesh kodoshim sheShabbos shema. Valkein, that's the pshat. Kol haShomer Shabbos achas kitikuna nechshav lo kiilu kiyum kol Shabbosos. It's considered as if he kept all the Shabbosos because he tapped into that koach haShabbos. Umeduyak b'loshen kitikuna. And the Medrash had said kitikuna. It doesn't say that he was Shomer Shabbos Michalala. He says Kitikuna, the way it's supposed to be. The Misha Shomer Shabbos Bechitzonius, Shanishma Rakmim Lechas Asuras B'Shabbos. If you're just careful not to do Melach on Shabbos, Etzlo, Kol Shabbos, he Dover Nifrad, was Ma Nifrad. Then all he's doing is he's tapping into the Shabbos and at its particular calendar. Aval HaShomer Shabbos Kitikuna. Pnimius v'sharish haShabbos kedusha. The person taps into the sharish haKedusha. Sham kol haShabbos is hein Shabbos achas. There all the Shabbos are one Shabbos. V'kach mala kosa kilukim kol haShabbos biyom Shabbos is miyom brias ol machichu meisim. So then a person is zocha to tap into that koach ilah. I think there's leaving aside the pshat that he's given, which is a beautiful, beautiful pshat, is the fundamental idea, which is so true. When a person is shoves and he's alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he raises himself up and above time and place. Because you do it at the Klausenberger Rebbe in the camps. By Shabbos, he was in a different place. We could also make that in ourselves. We can make that in ourselves as well. Shabbos is a time where a person connects, where Maimir Har Sinai is now, and Maimir Har Sinai is then. And Maimir, in other words, everything, all time and place fuses as one. That's what Shvisa does. It allows a person to be connected to Mekoy Moshel Olam, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's B'chol Makom, B'chol Zman. That's the koach of Shvisa, but we have to make everything else stop. Everything else that's connected to the calendar has to entirely stop. And that I think, is a very, very subtle way of formulating it. In other words, there's an Isra of Daber Davar on Shabbos that you're not allowed to talk about malacha. But if a person's constantly cheshbening about, you know, what's going to be in week one, what's going to be in week two, and what's going to be week three, then his Shabbos is still connected to the calendar. But if in his Shabbos a person's in a place where he's ruchani, where he's connected to Kudsha Brichu, so then in such a case he's able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that it's connected to all Shabbos. And the Mela, we've answered the question. The question is, why is it that it say Shabsoisai Tishmairu? So the answer is that it's Koilo Kola Shabbos, that a person, when he's able to be connected to a Shabbos Achas Ba'omka, he's connecting himself to all Shabbos. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zoicha.
That could be the stira, whether it's one Shabbos and you're going to keep or two Shabbos.
Whose is this? Can I be my shirif, you were